Hey everyone. Welcome back. Today we're diving into a massive clash happening right now between the cryptocurrency industry and US policymakers, and honestly, the tension is getting pretty heated.
It certainly is. The dispute has really intensified around the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, or the OCC, and the question of whether they actually have the authority to grant national trust charters to digital asset firms.
So, let's get to the heart of it. Can the OCC legally designate companies like Coinbase, Ripple, and Circle as federally regulated banks? Senator Elizabeth Warren is absolutely not on board with this. She's condemning it as an unlawful overreach that basically bypasses the Federal Reserve and the FDIC.
That's the core of the legal battle. On the flip side, the cryptocurrency lobby is strongly defending the OCC's authority. They argue that the agency's statutory mandate is to ensure the safety and soundness of the banking system, which naturally extends to adapting regulations for these emerging financial technologies.
And you know what? The industry advocates make a compelling case here. They emphasize that national trust charters would finally provide a clear, unified federal framework. Imagine replacing that current costly and fragmented patchwork of state-level licensing with something much simpler.
Exactly. These charters would allow crypto firms to operate as custodians and trustees, access the Federal Reserve's payment system, and conduct interstate business without needing to secure individual state licenses.
For the major players, this is a huge strategic milestone. Coinbase is looking to expand lending and custody services. Ripple wants to scale its cross-border payment network. And Circle views this charter as essential to legitimizing its USDC stablecoin and integrating with traditional banking infrastructure.
Proponents also argue that federal bank charters would actually strengthen consumer protections. By imposing strict capital requirements and enforcing rigorous anti-money laundering compliance, they believe this directly addresses the critics' concerns about financial stability.
But Senator Warren isn't backing down. Her opposition centers on the belief that stablecoins and crypto firms should be regulated as securities or commodities, rather than banks. She's warning that granting bank status could create dangerous regulatory loopholes, expose consumers to unbacked assets, and even facilitate illicit finance.
The industry counters that argument by pointing out the risks of inaction. They argue that denying these charters would stifle domestic innovation and force U.S. companies to relocate to more regulatory-friendly jurisdictions like the United Kingdom, Singapore, or Switzerland.
And that's the scary part, right? If we don't act, we risk ceding global market leadership. If the OCC's authority is upheld, the U.S. could see a surge in federally chartered crypto banks, which would standardize oversight and really accelerate digital asset adoption here.
Conversely, if the charters are struck down, the industry will remain trapped in a complex state-by-state regulatory environment that increases compliance costs, slows innovation, and ultimately weakens America's competitive edge in the global digital finance sector.
The stakes here extend way beyond just legal technicalities. This is a defining moment for U.S. financial regulation. It forces a critical decision on whether our traditional banking framework will evolve to encompass digital assets under a unified system or remain rigid, and push the industry toward fragmentation or offshore jurisdictions.
That's right. The outcome will shape the future of stablecoins, dictate the regulatory path for major crypto firms, and determine whether the United States maintains its position as a global leader in financial innovation.